This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Chris Switz. Welcome again to Morning Devotions. I hope that you're feeling okay today. Yesterday morning, I was talking about patience, and I said that at the time, 2,000 years ago, when Jesus came, the people of that time, the people of Israel, in fact, were very impatient. They were looking for a king to take authority over the world. And I think there's something here about patience. I mean, way back then, they didn't have smartphones, and fast communication was sending a message by a dove or a horseback or a sprinter. That was the main forms of communication back then. But the world gets a little faster every day, and people forget what it is like or was like to sort of wait for things to happen. You might notice that when people have to wait in line in the supermarket, for example, they get annoyed. Maybe you've done that. I certainly have. After just a short period of waiting, because we lack patience. I like the prayer that says, Lord, give me some patience, but I want it now. Webster's Dictionary defines patience as a steadfast thing despite opposition, difficulty, or adversity. An athlete who is patient, for example, will see a challenge through from the start to the finish, despite the struggles that are often encountered on this journey. So it's more than a virtue, isn't it? It's a powerful weapon, was Leo Tolstoy, perhaps best known for the novel War and Peace. He used to say the two most powerful warriors are patience and time. St. Francis of Assisi, he said, no one will ever know the full depth of his capacity for patience and humility as long as nothing bothers him. It's only when times are troubled and difficult that he can see how much of either is in him, that is, patience and humility. And I've found this to be true over and over again. I've got a feeling that I'm not the only impatient person. We are impatient, aren't we? But you know what? A sign of a growing Christian is that they become more and more patient in life. They learn the benefits of being patient. In the New Testament, this is quite interesting. There are three words used for this word patience. And the word that's used in Galatians 5 verse 22 is the Greek word that is macrothumia, and that's a compound Greek word made up of macro, that means long, and thumia, meaning anger, long anger, as opposed to another Greek word, oxithymia, which means a quick temper, or someone who explodes, you know, sudden anger. So we all know that there are people who've got a short fuse. They're easily angered, they lose it. And that's why we need the fruit of the Spirit. We need more macrothumia. We need a long fuse that causes us to be slow to anger, and that's where patience comes in. So it means enduring, especially during times of difficulty. Patience is contrary to our human nature. I mean, the fruit of the Spirit, the Bible says, is patience. And we are impatient because we're sinful by nature. We're not really born with this virtue of patience. It's contrary because we are people of selfishness. And so we become impatient, we become angry, and you see it everywhere, don't you? Our culture, as I said yesterday, is in a constant hurry-up mode. Some of us are used to going fast, and we can't stand delays. And technology, of course, has also not helped in this regard. We've also convinced ourselves that impatience is a virtue. In other words, I might be impatient, but look, you know, I'm a type A personality. I like getting things done, and look out, if you're in my way, I like to get these things done. So really, impatience is a virtue, but that's not really what the Bible is saying. Because we can develop patience in our lives by remaining close to Jesus Christ. It was Jesus who said, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit, because without me you can accomplish nothing. Let's be still. The psalmist says, be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46 verse 10. So we need to see that we can so easily become distracted and rushed, but we need to let God to slow us down. Well, Heavenly Father, we notice the Bible sometimes, there are people, your followers, who were impatient. They were afraid to ask you questions. They wanted to keep going despite sometimes getting into trouble. Lord, help us to avoid some of these questions, but to talk to you and to ask for your patience. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.